This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? We want to know what's on your mind. That's why it's the name of the show. 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. What's on your mind? Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're practicing gratitude for our fine sponsors this Christmas week. They include our friends at High Plains Apache. They're not just some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about because of that Apache sprayer. Built like no other. Incredible warranty. Great resale value. Better bang for your buck. They also have the ET Ag Center at High Plains Apache, meaning you can get 50,000 sprayer parts for whatever you need for all your ag application parts. In Mandan, across from Bonanza, in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, I-29. High Plains Apache, online at highplainsapache.com. Your guest host for the week, Gary Amenath, is back. Gary's an entrepreneur. He's a former Republican Party chairman in North Dakota. His son, Austin Amenath, producing as well this week. Gary, take it away.
Good morning. Welcome to What's in Your Mind. I'll be hosting the rest of the week. For those of you out there, it was kind of a little chilly morning. My son Austin and I were stuck. So yesterday we did the show from home. And then today we had to dig out the four-wheeler, clean out about 150 yards of snow, 4 or 5 feet deep. And my son drove me 5 miles in the back of that four-wheeler. So it was kind of funny. My son kept reaching back, Austin, and feeling my leg, and I kept wondering what's going on. And finally he said, "Dad, I'm just checking to make sure you're on back there." So we did about 5 miles out there, and I tell you, I should have worn some extra clothes. So, Austin, thanks for getting me here today.
Certainly, no problem. It's finally getting feeling back in my knees here, so we're doing all right.
We're going to have a good show today. We have Representative Rick Becker going to be joining us from Bismarck, District 7. He's a plastic surgeon. We also will then have Lorianne LaRocco. Lorianne LaRocco is one of the talents that you find at CNBC. If you ever watch CNBC's Squawk Box and a few of those shows, she's written a new book, Opportunity Knocking. And so we'll have Lorianne LaRocco on top about her new book. She's lives in New Jersey, and she's in studio all the time at CNBC during the day. And then Reverend Rob Fairbanks. So I don't know if any of you watched the YouTube video, The Weatherman. I think it's called Res Report. Over the holidays here, I've been introduced to him, and he is a funny fella. Austin, what part of, what's the lake he's from, what part of Minnesota?
I believe it's Leech Lake.
Leech Lake. So Austin's the one that introduced me to him, and so I have some family members that we had a pretty good chuckle over the holidays watching his YouTube video. So it's Rob Fairbanks, and then we're going to get some reports from the city of Bismarck to find out how the roads are doing and what's happening with the snow removal, because when we came by around the corner, over by Yeagan Road coming from Lincoln, there was a part there where the roads were at least, I would say, 7-8 foot drifts. And so I appreciate all the work and fine work the city's done trying to keep the roads open for everybody so that we're able to keep the people moving for emergencies. Yesterday we talked about it's 911 is the number you need to call if you have a need. And I'm going from there. So, Corey.
Yes.
We got you in studio with us today. Todd's taken off the morning. He kind of got us settled in a little bit.
He made a real short appearance this morning. He's gone.
Oh, there he is. Just stuck back in. You're supposed to be leaving there, Todd. I thought you left. So.
Can I leave?
I thought he was gone.
I felt like I'd make it that far that quick.
He's back.
All right. Oh,
I look like a guy that can run fast.
Well, I don't know.
If I do, you guys need to get your eyes checked.
He certainly disappeared like he could, so.
So before we go to Representative Becker, Corey, last time I saw you, I hosted the afternoon show, and we had the owner of the Cubs on. Remember that? You're a big Cubs fan. You're all dressed in Cubs gear.
Of course I remember.
I know the Ricketts well from my political days. And I was fun. You were talking about some of the farm system team and all that. And these players, I really didn't know you were talking about. It was kind of funny. But here, as I watched and couldn't not leave the television all through the playoffs, and traveling a lot during the time around the country. And my son Austin became a Cubs fan in the last couple of years, and
yeah.
So that had to be a thrill for you, huh?
Well, it was, and it was just so strange watching the whole season unfold the way it did, because I've never had the Cubs be the favorites to win the World Series to start the season. Like, that's never even happened. And then some seasons they have not been the favorites, came out, started killing teams right away, and then they let us down at the end of the season. So to not get let down once and to, you know, have your team not be the losers at the end of the season, like they call
it. And then to come back in Cleveland like they did, because I was sure they were going to win the whole thing, and then when they were down 3-1,
Whole series went, like, we're used to World Series where the home teams win every game and it becomes pretty predictable. This World Series wasn't like that, so no, it was a great World Series, and even better, heck, the Cubs won.
They won, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you're here. I was going to try to get them on this week, but because of the holidays, I couldn't get them on. So, but who knows, maybe they'll surprise me later in the week, and
I did make it out to Wrigley Field for the first time in my life.
Wow. What do you think? Isn't that amazing?
Oh, it's an old ballpark, Gary, and I'm going to be honest with you, like, I love every ballpark I've ever been to, but I haven't been to a lot of the old ones. I haven't been to Fenway Park. I haven't been to the old Yankees Park. I haven't been to a lot of the old ones, so I've really grown to like the new parks. I like the Twins' new park.
Well, there's a lot more bathrooms. There's a lot more food lines. If you want a cold beer, there's many more options.
You get up out of the bleachers and you go up into the concourse area at Wrigley Field, and it's dark.
Exactly. There's nothing like it, though. Nothing like Wrigley Field.
But I'm glad I went and finally got it out of the way. But I would probably prefer a game at Target Field.
Yeah. Well, new stadiums are incredible.
I think within the next 10, 20 years, this is just a prediction. There's nothing been out there. But I think they're going to do either some major renovations to Wrigley Field or maybe even rebuild completely.
Yeah. I think the Ricketts family has talked about doing more than they have, so my guess is they will be doing some major stuff now that they won a World Series. Because I know when I first went to my first game, and then, of course, when Ricketts first bought it, I noticed the tickets went up quite a bit from a year ago. They said, listen, supply and demand, baby. And I said, I get it.
I don't think the fans care if they're going to put a better product on the field. Yeah. I think the fans are willing to pay whatever price they put on the ticket.
Yeah. So anyway, we got Representative Rick Becker from Bismarck joining us now. Dr. Becker, thank you for joining us this morning.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. So I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. Are you a baseball fan?
No, I'm not, actually.
You're not. Okay, so that's all this Cub chatter we had here probably wasn't high on your list. So
I get that. Speaking Chinese to me.
That's all right. Well, that's good, because you got your job is to perform surgery and to you're an entrepreneur too, and but you're representing your people from District 7 in Bismarck. So, Representative Becker, tell us a little bit about yourself again, even though a lot of people know you, where you're from, and kind of your background, so they can kind of understand who Rick Becker is.
I'm from Mandan, and I went to UND for college and for medical school, and continued my training until I finally had to go elsewhere to get the training for plastic surgery, and I did that in Detroit and Manhattan, and then finally Little Rock, Arkansas, and then moved back here. And so I've got a private practice in plastic surgery, and I also am involved with a couple of other businesses, restaurants and bars and some commercial real estate stuff. And I got involved with politics. In 2012, I ran for state legislature, and that was after the census had created new districts, or, you know, the redistricting was done. And then ran again in 2014, and I'm currently serving the second session of my second term. That'll start up here next week. And then most recently, I ran for governor in the Republican convention, the state convention here in April. And we made a very good showing, as you know, Gary, but still didn't win out in the end. We did force a second vote, in which Wayne Stengem won by 50.2%, I think. And so here I am, and enjoying all the snow.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of over the holiday season. I know there's been a lot of chatter going on with when we had Congressman Kramer in the talk of him running for being an energy secretary, or Heidi Heitkamp becoming ag commissioner and all those kind of things, which created an opportunity there. So all that being said, we kind of expected that we might be seeing you running for federal office. So we're going to be going to a break in a few minutes. And as soon as we come back, I want to talk to you about a couple of things. Last part will be potential future offices that you may run for, but also what is your expectation going into this legislative session? Because you'll be having a lot of challenges, I suspect, with all the funding. And I know being a conservative and libertarian in your philosophy, and you've fought some battles and led some groups in the legislature this last session. So we come back. We're talking to Representative Rick Becker from Bismarck District 7. Stay with us. And we look forward to talking to Representative Becker after the break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
This is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 presents another Conversation with Carson. Carson Wentz is on the line to tell us about Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2.
You just purchased a spa and game room package from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Just kind of tell us about the whole experience.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, I went in and I met Vince and Ben. It was really cool. You know, obviously going into their showroom, you kind of see a little bit of everything. You see the game tables, the hot tubs, the patio furniture, and working with them, they made me feel comfortable buying from them. You know, they cared about what I was interested in. You could tell they cared about their product that they were selling. And, you know, they were just good guys that were very helpful.
The grind of the NFL could be tough on a player, and certainly a rookie quarterback that everybody's gunning for. How is the hot spring hot tub helping you get ready for the next big game?
Yeah, it's actually helped me quite a bit. You know, I use it a couple times a week and just helps me to recover and to just get my muscles and get my legs really more than anything. I'm feeling good, ready to go, so it's been really nice.
Is every day made better for Carson Wentz with your home full of fun products from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
Without a doubt. You know, knowing I can come home, and I think everybody needs a little way to kind of get away from whatever it is their job is. As much as I love the game, it's nice to just come home and go downstairs and play some pool, you know, throw some darts, just kind of sit in the hot tub, just relax, get away from it, get my mind right.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Shop Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. Minot on 83 Broadway next to Ryan Chevrolet. Next to Kmart, Grand Forks on South Washington, and next to Spitfire, 13th Avenue South, West Fargo. Tell them Carson sent you.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Legendary voice of the Northern Plains, AM 1100 The Flag, the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090 Tioga, KLTC 1460 Dickinson, or on that iHeart radio app wherever you're listening. Thank you. We appreciate it very much. We really do. Glad you're there. Glad you're listening. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. You've heard me talk about MyPillow. One of the things I love about it is Mike Lindell, his story.
the inventor and CEO of MyPillow. He's living the American dream. Getting clean from addiction after more than 20 years is part of his story. Getting the idea for MyPillow one night in a dream is part of his story. His family making pillows at night while he's out selling them during the day at different fairs, including right here in North Dakota. Another great part of Michael Lindell's story. Now, more than 25 million pillows sold. Incredible. Well, his story is all of that and more. And don't take my word for it. Tune in to the world premiere of Michael Lindell, An American Dream, RFD TV, 9 p.m. Central, December 29th. Check your local listings to find RFD TV, but you'll love it. Of course, if you call MyPillow, you get that twofer, fourfer. You get that incredible deal that I've been telling about it all. Twofers is two premium pillows. Twofer is the travel pillow. So four in all, a savings of $179. That deal's still going at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or by calling 800-506-9028. Back to more of What's on Your Mind now with my guest host, Gary Emanath. Gary?
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Gary Emanath filling in for Scott Hannon, who's on vacation this week. And so we always appreciate a chance to do that. If you got any call, a question you'd like to ask, got Representative Rick Becker from Bismarck District 7. His phone, calling the number here at KFYR is 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. Or you can send us an email at studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Representative Rick Becker has been on just briefly before we went to the break. And Representative Becker, as you approach your second session, it's going to be a tough one regarding spending, I would think. Are there any some priorities or things that you see that are going to be challenges to get funded this session?
Well, I think there are going to be a lot of challenges, you know, and you mentioned this session is going to be tougher, you know, for the folks that are strongly fiscally conservative. It's actually going to be a little easier because it's, you know, one of the things is to try and get away from the mentality that you spend all the money that's there, or also to get away from the mentality of being optimistic on what revenues are going to be. So now we've got this current biennium that was a little bit bruising, and so we're going to go into this next session with that in mind, I think. And one of the big things that I think the legislature is going to be looking at, and I certainly hope the Appropriations Committee will, is taking a closer look at what revenues are forecasted to be. Governor Dalrymple's budget came out, and it's based on oil being a certain price, $60 at such and such a time, and, you know, and higher beyond that. And, you know, what we learned from this last biennium is that it's perhaps a little bit wiser to be more conservative. A year ago in December, I had come out saying my guess was we were going to have to cut $1.5 billion from the general funds. And, as it turns out, that was accurate. And all I did was look at what the trend was over the 3 months. And didn't go into a mode of optimism to say, well, I bet it's going to turn around at some point. I just said, what if it doesn't turn around? And then, you know, presto, you've got the number. So this next biennial budget, what the governor or the previous governor was doing is taking a look at, well, I think it's going to turn around probably at this point in time. And there's no way Moody's can predict that. They have no idea. It's their best guess, but it's totally a guess. So I'm hoping Appropriations and Governor Burgum and the rest of the legislature will be taking a good hard look to say maybe the revenue isn't going to be quite as rosy as what Governor Dalrymple had predicted, and we start off with some new numbers, which will require the legislature to cut even more from the budget than what Governor Dalrymple did.
I find that kind of interesting is the politics that gets played. You know, as you look at projections and, you know, taking the price of oil and everybody was guessing at it, and it puts a lot of pressure on the next administration if you kind of propose a little rosier budget, then it falls upon the legislators to, you know, reinstate some of the spending and, of course, the Governor Burgum to kind of deal with some of those shortfalls once again. So your point is it's better off to underpredict and be prepared to be surprised with more money than having to come back and cut, isn't it?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, nobody wants to go through another situation where we have to do allotments and it's in the news constantly and we're running short and there's it's going to be so much smarter to just say, well, you know, maybe it's not going to quite get as high as what Moody's was predicting. And obviously Moody's has been wrong, you know, many, many times in the past 2 years. Yeah. So
now, what kind of, are there any special bills this session that you're proposing that you'd like to see brought forward this session?
Yeah, over the last several months, I've been working on many bills, constitutional carry. I mean, there's a lot, but there's one in particular that I just finished up. I worked with the Goldwater Institute, the Milton and Rose Friedman Institute, and the Institute for Justice, and we got a bill that they're calling Educational Savings Account. And I think there are five other states, possibly six now, that have it. What it does is it allows a portion, a good percentage of the money that the state contributes for education to each student. So say 80%, 90% of the state money that would go to a school district for each student. If the student's parents said, you know, I think I want to homeschool, or I think I want to have my kid do online school, private school, Christian, Catholic, whatever kind of school, what happens is that percentage of money would go into an account through the Treasurer's Department in that student's name or the student's parents' name. And they can spend that money, just like, say, a college 529 plan, they can spend that money on anything that has to do specifically and directly with education. And so that, I think, is really opens the door for opportunity for people to do alternative types of schooling. And probably one of the biggest things I think that is good about the bill is that there's a certain amount of money, that 10 or 20% that would still go to the school district. So they actually would get more funding on average per pupil. But the primary thing is that it would encourage them or force them to be a little bit more competitive and creative in order to keep students really over the long term. And I think that's what the public school system really needs, is they need a little kick in the butt to think about doing things differently, to be innovative, to take advantage of the multitude of opportunities that we have online and create something that's significantly different and significantly better for our students. And although I haven't talked with Governor Burgum about that, he has indicated on several occasions the need for us to think differently and to move ourselves into a new paradigm into how we teach our kids. And I mean, essentially we are, as he said, using the same methods that were used in the 1930s, and we need to go beyond that.
Representative Rick Becker, we got about 30 seconds before we go to the break. Are we going to see you running for statewide office here in the near future?
I'm strongly considering it. Annie and I have talked about it a lot. It's it would be a wonderful opportunity, but the reason for the difficulty in the decision is it would be a very big sacrifice as well. We've got going on in Bismarck, and we love
Bismarck. Thank you very much. We'll be back shortly.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, Scott Hanlon from What's On Your Mind, inviting you to join my wife Maria and I and our entire family as we tour beautiful Norway. June 19th through July 2nd, a midnight sun celebration tour. See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, and the majestic mountains. Our guide, the one and only Carol Juven. He's been to Norway 153 times. So, Carol, where are you going to take us?
We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar and the Olympic city of Lillehammer. See the most spectacular mountains and scenery in the world, including Geiranger, Stalheim, and of course Bergen.
And I understand there's some fjords in our future too, right?
There are 122 fjords in your future.
Come join us to enjoy the best of Norway. Space is limited. Call 1-800-343-0093 and Carol will send you a complete packet of information. 800-343-0093 is that telephone number. Welcome along. Let's go to Norway.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they can help make it possible for you to move forward. They now offer a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. Now that is a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can be $8,000 and more higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is the smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at UMary. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time or full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Back to more of What's on Your Mind with my guest host today, Gary Amena. Gary?
Thanks, Scott. Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. It's a chilly morning out there. It's about 4 below. It says it's about wind chill, about 14 below. But earlier this morning when my son and I, Austin, had to dig out and ride the four-wheeler in about driving about 20 miles an hour on icy roads for 5 miles, I think it felt like about 40 below. I think I needed to have some long johns on, Austin.
Oh, yeah. No, it didn't feel too good. So
you kept, you were blocking the wind, so I was right in the back. So anyway, our next guest is Lori Ann LaRocco. She's a senior talent producer at CNBC. Lori Ann has the ear of some of the world's biggest business minds. She's been working at CNBC since 2000. And they say she's a lady with a billion-dollar Rolodex. Lori Ann LaRocco, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Lori, are you staying warm out east? You probably aren't fighting the weather we have out here in North Dakota today.
Yeah, you know, hearing the negative below, I'm quite thankful for my 32 degrees, which would be like a heat wave for you guys.
It would be. It would be a heat wave. We could get maybe some of that snow would start melting because we got about, I don't know, 2 feet, and there's 5-6 foot drifts all over the place because we've been for about a month now. This twice in the last 30 days, we've had the interstate shut down. And over Christmas, Interstate 94 was shut down for about 200 miles. And so there was no travel advised. I think we've had about 3 or 4 of those serious weather shots since then. So anyway, I'm glad you're warm out there at 32 degrees. Yeah. And so thank you for joining us. So, Lori, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at CNBC.
Yeah, sure. I mean, pretty much I'm a senior talent producer, and I like to kind of make fun of my title as like a made-up title. I've been there for almost 17 years. So I think after a while, you know, CNBC, when you know, you get raises and stuff, they kind of make up titles as you go. So now I'm senior talent producer. And What that means is I actually book a lot of the high-profile guests on the network. I'm privileged to have a really good Rolodex. I work very hard, and I also do a lot of the high political bookings at the network. I do know President-elect Trump very well. You know, the Commerce Secretary-elect Wilbur Ross has been a good contact of mine for about 17 years. And actually, Opportunity Knocking, which we'll be talking about later, is my third book. But Wilbur is actually in all three of my books. So well, pretty much what I do is, yeah, ahead, I mean, please. Like Wilbur has been working with me for years, telling me about his billion-dollar deals. He would call me literally in the middle of the night saying, you know, he was buying H&R Block or, you know, his latest acquisition. So that's pretty much what I do.
Well, I think it's kind of interesting because when I look at the books you've written, Dynasties of the Sea, Ship Owners and Financiers Who've Expanded the Era of Free Trade. And that's free trade is going to be a big discussion over this next presidential election and thriving in a new economy. But your newest one, Opportunity Knocks, that I was kind of going through that and wanted to spend a little time discussing that because as I think about it, in the times we're in as we've transitioned, I guess I got to know you Republican convention as being a delegate from North Dakota Unbound, and we started chatting. I guess ended up being on CNBC a few times. My good friend Curly Haugland and I were on there with the network a couple times, and so that was how we got to meet each other and toured the studio with you out at CNBC. That was kind of exciting for my wife and I. So, but when I look at your book, Opportunity Knocks, you have some heavy hitters in there, and I could probably spend the whole show talking about each one of them. But I kind of thought it'd be kind of fun to focus down on some of them that become more tied into North Dakota. So the foreword of the book was written by a famous former North Dakotan, Dick Armey. So tell us a little bit about Dick and how he came to write that foreword for you, because he said some pretty good things about you and about the subject matter of leaders.
Yeah, definitely. Leader Armey is an amazing individual, and I have booked. I've booked Dick for years, and when I approached Dick to write the foreword, the whole book is about being the best you can be, untapping your potential, and having that self-awareness. And Dick was able to really show what it is like to be a true politician for love of country. As you know, and many North Dakotans know, you know, Dick really put the country first, and he was able with his inside-outside. Working with politics, he was able to work with the Democrats, and Congress was extremely successful under Leader Armey in terms of working with others and recognizing the yin and yang, if you will, the shades of gray that make politics work. So I approached Leader Armey to read the book and see if this would be something that he would put his name to, because Dick does not put his name on just anything. He literally read the book from front to cover, and it was an honor for him to kind of tap into and understand what I wrote about being a leader. And it's not just being a billionaire. It's literally seizing on your talents and working on your weaknesses. And that's why he penned the foreword, and he really hit home on the essence of what I was driving at.
I thought you did a great job speaking about leaders aren't afraid to fail. They recognize they can often be a long-term benefit to failure. You kind of referred to a good loss, a term that coaches use to help the team remember that they aren't invincible. And
Exactly. They're not. And the interesting thing, you know, with the book is I intentionally did not pick folks out of my Rolodex that had just hit home runs. They have failed, and they've recognized on their failures. And the difference between someone that is very successful and someone that is not is that they have that self-awareness where they recognize what they did wrong and they don't do it again. And, you know, case in point, like look at Steve Case. He rose to what I call like your ultimate success is world domination, right? Being the best you can be. He rose up and down several times with the failures. Look at AOL Time Warner. He gave up his job at Procter & Gamble, his first job, to go to a startup, only to find out when he drove cross-country with everything in his car, he found out that company was going out of business. So instead of, you know, tucking his tail between his legs, he actually created the company that would become AOL Time Warner. So I really want people to realize that it's okay to fail, because all good people fail. You just have to, you know, pick yourself up by the bootstraps and say, okay, I'm not going to do it again. What do I need to do to take it to the next level?
One of my good business friends, Pete Kuiper, his family, grandfather started Pella Windows. And we did a few things together back when I lived in Colorado. And Pete's comment to me was, advice was, and I've never forgot it, Gary, some of the best deals I ever did were those I didn't do. And so, unfortunately, I got a few of those that I shouldn't have done that I did. But you're absolutely correct. You have to pick up on those and find a way to make success out of it. And I think you also refer to Steve Case. He had an opportunity to buy a company one time that he took a pass on. Can you tell us about that?
Oh, sure. It was just a little company back then called Apple. And, Steve, you know, he is fantastic. And, you know, he finds the humor in it. You know, he didn't think it would be a good fit. So it's kind of funny, but exactly. And, you know, you don't know what could have been, you know, in terms of, you know, what would have happened if they did buy Apple. You know, so it's things like that. But now look at him. I mean, he invests in companies all around the country. He invests in the heartland because he says you don't have to be in Silicon Valley or the East Coast to be in tech. So, you know, I think that's inspirational in itself. He goes all over with the rise of the rest, and he finds these great companies.
One of the things I think that you make in the preface of your book when you talk about so often, like whether you got a lot of money and you're trying to reinvest it or you want to find opportunities. But you refer to that and when it comes to building your future, you just can't wait for opportunity to come to you. You have to go out and create your opportunity, don't you? I mean, that's really seemed to be true in all the people you interviewed in your book.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The other thing I'd like to switch to a little bit is which I love how you laid your book out. You had talked about the opportunity pyramid. And you talk about taking the, I think there's seven levels to your pyramid. You fortify your foundation, which means really to know yourself, then build on knowledge, define your opportunity and stick with it, feel your passion, stay the course, execute, and then talking about thinking ahead and world domination. And you do a great job with how you lay out this pyramid, and you tie it back to each of your interviewees and kind of laid out the passion. I'd like to have you respond to is how you came to write this book and actually think about it in the context of this pyramid.
Well, you know, I was sitting, it's funny, with my other two books, you know, I've traveled around the country, and I speak with a lot of entrepreneurs or people that want to become an entrepreneur. You know, they're afraid of leaving the security of their job, you know, to take that next step. And, you know, it dawned on me that it didn't matter who I, you know, be it Wilbur Ross, be it Steve Case, be it, you know, even Donald Trump or, you know, whoever I speak with, they all share the same characteristics in terms of how they achieved their world domination. And then I started looking at myself going, you know, wow, you know, I use a lot of their similar strategies. But one of my professors told me years ago that the biggest story could be right in front of your nose. But if you're not open to the opportunity of seeing the possibilities of a story, you're going to lose it. So being very visual, I wanted to create something simple like a pyramid because that's something we could all relate to, right? It's like a triangle.
Yep. Yep.
And every level all hinges on the next one, and it's all common sense. And I think people put these billionaire investors up on these pedestals that they can't be successful. Now, will you or I have the same success as a Wilbur Ross? Maybe not. We don't know. But we can be successful in our own pursuit of what I like to call world domination. And
we've been
really
listening.
Have to know.
Lori Ann, we're going to go to the break. Stay with us. We'll come back and we'll have another segment. We want to talk about Harold Hamm. Stay with us.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Scott Hanlon here to save you money with my friends at Titan Outlet Store. A 2012 John Deere 9360R tractor, 2,445 hours, 360 horsepower. It's a beauty. Luxury cab. And guess what? 100% money back guarantee. That's right. There's guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And here is the best part. Take 11% off your best price right now. Take 11% off your best price. Call them. 218-233-3700. Online at TitanOutletStore.com. TitanOutletStore.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. They do that by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and giving you choice at the pump. And come on inside for some great deals. All month long, Pizza Corner Pizza. All flavors, 2 for $11. Pop-Tarts, 2 for $1. Barrel of Fun, 8 and 10 ounce chips, 2 for $4. Combos, 79 cents each. Turtle Minis, $2.49 each. Tootsie Mini Bites, $1.09 each. And Deli Express, classic ham and cheese and traditional Italian sandwiches are only $2.99. PetroServe USA, the folks that help America feel better. And, of course, all day, every day, you get 4 items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies, 4 for $4, a great lunch or dinner, day or night, at PetroServe USA. And get registered for the $50,000 in giveaway. Every week they draw new names, so you have to register new every week at a PetroServe USA store near you. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Last chance to get in on the great December specials at PetroServe USA stores, where Pizza Corner Pizza is 2 for $11. What a deal. Pop-Tarts, too. 2 for $1. Why do I love them so much? I love Pop-Tarts. That's really just a choice. If I'm, you know, not worrying about the waistline, that is. They're just great. They're fabulous. And, of course, that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at PetroServe USA. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA, connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields and helping America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA
near you. Back to more of What's on Your Mind. Our guest host today, Gary Emmonen.
Welcome back to What's in Your Mind. We've been talking to Lorianne LaRocco, senior talent of the CNBC. Most of the programming during the day. She's written a book, Opportunity Knocking. Before we go and talk about Harold Hamm, I'm going to throw it over to my son, Austin, Lorianne. He's with the UND Junior, and he's out of the Dakota Venture Group, student-run financial capital, where they raise venture capital, private equity for startups. So he's kind of an aspiring entrepreneur, so he's going to get a copy of this book here shortly. And, Austin, do you have a question for Lorianne?
Yes, it's not so much a question, but, Lorianne, if you could just kind of give some advice to, at the University of North Dakota, we kind of have, when people hear business program, they think of our entrepreneur program, and, we just discussed earlier a little bit about, a job uncertainty of an entrepreneur, and if you'd have any advice, I know going into entrepreneurship as a college student, there's accounting majors that go out and, you know, you can get your internship and you have that job security, so if you have anything, any sort of advice for the young college entrepreneur, that'd be great.
Yeah, sure. I mean, pretty much what you need to do is you have to lay out your foundation, and you have to figure out what makes you unique. And pretty much, like, entrepreneurs provide services, right, or options that are not out there. So questions are, is you have to think of yourself as the consumer of whom you're going to serve. So once you figure that out, that will give you the edge compared to the competitors that are out there. So if you go to a certain store and something, they're lacking in something, or you'd be like, geez Louise, I could do better than that. That could be a business idea. And then once you have that foundation of what makes you unique, you then apply those skills of what will make it even better. And then you could start networking and you could have like a beta test and go from there. But you have to, you just can't be the run-of-the-mill of what everybody else is doing. Nowadays, with social media, you could really, you could start a company with very, very low capital. So that's a huge advantage. And based on that and based on the social media, you should be able to, you know, create that company that you're looking to create.
Lorianne, thank you for that. I think what's speaking to what you said is Harold Hamm's well-known here in North Dakota with Continental Petroleum, in your section on Harold was, you know, being a non-college grad, he talked about while he continued to further his education, but hard work, working 100 hours a week. I mean, that is so critical to these leaders, isn't it? Just lots of time at their job and opportunity, staying focused, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, let's face it. You know, when you work, your job takes up most of your life, right, and many hours of your day. You have to enjoy it. And you know, Harold was one of 13 children that grew up in a one-bedroom house. His parents were sharecroppers. So he only went to school during the winter time. He couldn't afford to go to college. And, you know, he was inspired by others. Like, his aha moment was he met an oil man. And he was like, you know what? This is what I want to do. So how do I do it? And, you know, he took out a small loan, and he had one oil truck, and he realized what would make him different than the others. And this is going back to Austin's question. It was his customer service that made him better. And he capitalized on that. And he worked his butt off. And he slowly built his company from that one truck. And that, to me, is inspirational. If Harold can do that, if he graduated with a high school degree and took several courses from a college, which was in geology, that gave him the foundation. That continued to build his foundation of what Continental Resources is today. So that's why I chose him as that level of the pyramid.
I thought it was amazing you pointed out about how his goals evolved, where he was focusing on natural gas, mm-hmm. and then went to drilling oil, which is where most of his wealth was created, in fracking and using innovation and constantly studying and asking questions. Such a curious fella.
You know, and the thing, too, is, and you hit on this earlier, Gary, is that he said that it's the extreme hardships that you endure that prepare you for what's next. And Harold said, you know, he had 17 dry wells in a row at one point, and he never gave up. And he said, sometimes things don't go your way, but they can be the life shapers that prepare you to take on the next challenge. And he said the hardships sometimes are just as necessary as the accomplishments. If it's too easy, you're not going to learn the skills you need in order to not give up, and achieve the success that you are yearning for. You deserve it. In the end, we all deserve to be happy. We all deserve to be successful. Your definition of success is different than mine. But in the end, no matter who we are, no matter what our paycheck is that we bring home every night, or every week rather, we deserve to be successful. And like Harold, he worked 100 hours a week. Like, I write my books on the side. CNBC doesn't give me time off. My first book I wrote in 1 month. I barely slept that month.
That's absolutely incredible. We're going to the break. Lorianne, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Lorianne LaRocco, Opportunities Knocks. We'll have it on our Facebook page. Order it. Thank you, Lorianne.
Like us on
Facebook. Thanks a lot.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Looking for that perfect Christmas gift? We all are, right? Well, I found one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is here to talk about saunas. You're the biggest sauna dealer in North America?
Yes, we are. Have been for 4 years running. And
What is a sauna?
A sauna, at the end of the day, is a box of wood with a heater in it. But it's more than that. It is the best health and wellness product you could buy because it does so much for you. It detoxifies. It relieves stress. You're sweating out the bad stuff. You're boosting your immune system, Scott, which means you don't really need a flu shot or you don't need to take that pill that the doctor was giving you. It's that good a product.
What kind of price range are we talking?
Saunas start at $12.99 up to $20,000 with everything in between. I mean, you can design, build your own sauna however you want it to be. That's the beauty of it.
Just plug it in and take advantage of all the health and wellness benefits. Plug it in. Simple as that. Don't have to own your own home. Do it in apartments. It works. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table 2. Number one sauna seller in North America. Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, and Grand Forks 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
1 out of 3 young adults and 1 out of 2 recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.